Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
I'm Morten, also called Morten DK, or that's my nickname. It's been my real name for the last 10 years. I do Drupal theming, and that's basically what I do. I don't do modules, I don't do education, I don't do anything else, but just theming and design. That is my passion, you could say. When I started doing websites, I was kind of that designer, just wanted to do a site. That's 13, 14 years now ago. And when I came into the Drupal thing was actually to kind of tap into all the knowledge that all the other guys had. And my first interest when I saw Drupal back in 4.7 was, whoa, this is ugly. So instead of doing the same thing that a lot of other people have been doing, kind of coming from the design world, kind of bitching and moaning about it, my idea was, well, the system is pretty cool. I know my PHP stuff and I actually know databases and that kind of thing, but I'm not that good at it. I can make it work, but it's mainly crap when I'm doing it. I'm a pretty decent designer, a pretty decent HTML programmer, what you would call it. And I know my way around getting stuff looked the way I want to have it to look. So I came into the Drupal thing and I thought, well, if I could put some of my knowledge as a designer into the Drupal world and do it in a way where we can actually work together in the community instead of standing on the sideline and bitching and moaning about stuff. That had been my first idea when I came into the community, and that's almost 3 years ago. Three and a half years ago, actually now. So it's been, so far, a long journey. I'm actually, at this point, only doing one official theme that's called Mothership. And the idea behind the Mothership is to change a lot of the markup in a way that makes sense in my head. I think that the problem so far with the Drupal markup is it's built by people who are doing modules, not built by people who are doing front-end designs. And when your focus is built mainly on the back-end, there's a lot of things and ideas, of course, you're never going to see them. So by coming from the other side and instead of trying to force my ideas into all the modules and into having that daily screaming match with developers, my thought was, well, if a theme is able to more or less change everything, well, why don't we try to do that in a way that actually works? Mainly just for me, it was very much an egoistic thing when I first did it. And I released it still and I developed something, I think it's a beta 8 version or something. Kind of just fiddling around with it, changing it slowly every time I kind of figure out a new thing that this would make sense to do. So I just say quick what the Mothership theme does. It really doesn't do anything if you don't look at the source code, at the HTML that's coming out. And what I'm trying to do is clean out a lot of the classes, a lot of the divs, a lot of the span tags, but at the same time make sure that you can still work inside of the Drupal thing. Because if we change the markup way too much in the way of how it looks or the class naming, well, then there's a lot of other modules who are depending on that markup. So you need to make sure that what you're actually doing. So it has a huge interface where you can kind of click all this. I want to have my class naming on my views like this or that, or the body classes tags. You can kind of remove and add the stuff that you need. And then I've done a lot of work trying to clean out actually the way that the markup looks when you do the view source thing. And actually getting views to look really, really nice in that way. It was a couple of days of actually work. I was kind of, did I actually use 2 days of my life to try to make the markup pretty? and to some people, I think it sounds really, really strange because it doesn't do anything for you. But if you, as me, use all your day in HTML and CSS, well, then it was that thing I really hoped that somebody else would do. So I can just get in and do my stuff. Nobody did it, so I thought, well, I probably should use some of my knowledge about doing stuff and getting that in. So it's kind of, I heard someone telling me that he saw that as the normal new people coming in using the Zen module, Zen theme, kind of figuring out what's going on. And then kind of the Mothership is more or less, the idea is that is the next step if you really want to change stuff. And the basic idea is actually you just plug it in, and through the theme, you're actually just using that as a base theme, and then you can actually do whatever you want with it. It's very flexible in that way. And right now it's only in Drupal 6. I'm looking into a Drupal 7 version. I'm not sure when I'm gonna get that done, because it's thing is that there's so many good new things in Drupal 7, and I don't wanna just change things because I can change them. That would be kind of very egoistic way of thinking, like, hey, I wanna be famous, I wanna change stuff. Like, we need to change it if it makes sense. And I'm very much into the idea that if we as themers or designers wanna change the things, we need to figure out what we need to change and why, instead of just standing and screaming at a lot of developers. Because in that way, we're not gonna work together, and we're not gonna do that well, then the whole idea of having a community doesn't make any sense. And I know that a lot of people know me for screaming at a lot of developers and being very loud about being a themer and having a great pride in that, doing themes and designs in the Drupal world. And well, I have that, and I really love my work. But one thing I think is so important is that we actually work together on this project. So themers and developers and designers actually talk with each other and kind of figure that stuff out, how we can actually get this stuff to work, instead of kind of being standing on each what's called platform and kind of battling against each other. That doesn't make any sense. So that was actually the idea why I began to write the mothership thing. And then it kind of just taken on its own little life and kind of my little pet project. But I'm still using it for everything, and it runs on some fairly big sites right now. It's kind of funny to see your stuff being used. It's also kind of scary, because it's very easy just to kind of bitch around and being kind of complain about stuff. What I really would hope that more of the design community would do was try to get more into it, and maybe kind of meet up with some of us who've tried to change the stuff. That's why we started the whole Design for Drupal thing, which is basically just a bunch of designers, a bunch of themers. Actually, I would call us front-end lovers, actually. The people who work with the front-end get us together and sit down in a room and kind of figure out what is our problems. We did that a year ago. John Albin kind of set that up at the DrupalCon in DC, and we're trying to slowly kind of build it up. We had one conference so far, tried to get the people who are doing that part of Drupal together, and kind of figure out what our problem is and try to find solutions for the problems, instead of just bitch. Well, we're bitching a bit. We're closing the door and we bitch and we yell and we moan about the rest of the Drupal community who don't understand us, and we don't hate them. It sounds like we hate them, but we really don't. And we're gonna do the same thing here in San Francisco, and we're probably gonna have, I know there's gonna be a Design for Drupal conference in Boston sometime this summer, I'm not sure about the date. And we're gonna have one in Europe too, which is gonna be, I think it's gonna be in Amsterdam, that's the plan so far. We've also been talking about Berlin. Normally I would say I could throw it off in Copenhagen, but we have this small little DrupalCon Copenhagen going on in about 5 months, which is my other little pet project I'm kind of working on, which is more or less costing me a whole lot of time right now, but still it's a lot of fun. So that is basically what I do right now.
And so it sounds like when you just wanted to clean up a lot of the markup, so that the stuff that you're looking at and working with every day is just a little bit cleaner. So it sounds like you're ripping out a lot of stuff that's machine created and making it more human readable.
Yeah. Well, for once, I'm taking the way CCK put out the content. I'm actually moving more or less all the diff that it's putting out. And I know the reason why it puts all that stuff out, and you can kind of, through the CSS, you can kind of model it the way you want to do it. But I figured out after 3 years of doing theming that I never use that stuff. So why is it even there? We kind of just put on crap into the markup. Shouldn't we only put it in if we needed it? So that was kind of my approach to it. And I kind of changed it. I was actually at one point a bit nervous that I wonder how much I'm actually breaking now. I thought, well, there's only one real way to figure that out, and kind of just throw it into production sites and figure it out. And so far it worked out really, really good. So, but yeah, basically it's just removing stuff, cleaning out all the crap, or some of the crap, because I must admit that the first version of it, I cleaned out everything. That was a big, big mistake. I burned a lot of fingers on that. So it's really a kind of way to figure out how does Drupal actually work and how can I work with it, instead of trying to force my own way into it. Still, we need to work together in this project. So I try to kind of model my way around and try to figure out, okay, how can I actually change this or that point? And if I have an idea of, okay, this markup would actually be better than we have right now, well, I'm going to test it out, and hopefully at some point if I'm actually right about this stuff, we can push that stuff into core someday. That would be, of course, be my dream idea, but still, it's just a small little theme that people can plug in if they are interested in having the cleaner markup. Normally people ask me what it's actually doing. You cannot see what it's doing. You have to work with it before you can see it. And if you look into the markup, if you love to view the source code and see what's going on, then it's interesting.
And so what's sort of your intention for coming here? Like at the end of the week, you're going to be giving some talks and probably some BOFs. When you leave, what would be sort of you consider a success if you're able to do with the other themers here?
Well, besides of just meeting a lot of people, and my success thing would be that a lot of the themers that are coming here are willing to share their own stuff and learn other people, kind of say, well, no, actually the thing that I really wanted to see the success thing would be that a lot of themers got together with a lot of module developers and figured out better way to get stuff to work. That would actually be my dream goal. And another small little idea I have in my head is kind of sit down and figure out what it is that we really want to have for Drupal 8. I think at some point we need to sit down and say, so this is my dream. This is how I would love that the Drupal theming system worked, and try to figure out what it is that we really want. Instead of right now, we're just trying to modify Drupal to get it to work in some way. I think that we at some point need to step back and look at it with fresh eyes and figure out what is it actually that we really want instead of, and then come to the developer community and say, well, okay, so check this out, guys. If we can do this, then it would make the front end work so much easier and this and this and that. So that would be my two main goals. And of course, having a lot of fun. It's the main reason to actually be here. I call it work, but it's just a whole lot of fun to be at a DrupalCon, and it's always good. Growth, personal growth.
Okay, well, great, thanks.
Thanks, mate.